Podcast Saga Podcast. Podcast dekat Singapore.
Kongsi, mari bicara. Kongsi pendapat dan juga idea. Masuk kongsi, tiada keluar. Biar kongsi dari kongsi, kita duduk dia.
Podcast ini dibawakan kira masih ada opening ah.
Of course.
Sebab aku tengah fikir macam kadang-kadang nanti ada aku berbual lah. Dibawakan khas Melana oleh teman-teman kami di MSR Interior Design Private Limited, syarikat anak Melayu yang berpengalaman lebih daripada 10 tahun. Mereka bertauliah dan berlesen daripada Case Trust, HDB, RCMA dan BeSafe Level 3. We create ideas to reality.
Alright, dan bagi mereka yang percaya dengan hasil kerja mereka, korang boleh tengok sendirilah macam mana diorang punya website msrinteriordesign.com, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok MSR Interior Design, ataupun boleh call diorang 9778-1234, 9778-1234.
Right now, it's on to the show.
Go.
Tell me siapa buat macam Mocha, let's go. Sting like a bee, fly like a butterfly, run like a cheetah, hug like a grizzly bear.
Eh, tu monyet dah, bodoh.
Swim like a fish, swim, swim, fight like Achilles. I'm not a fighter, I'm a lover.
I love you, amazing. Swat a ton of cash, put your hands up. Some of the fresh, let's stand up.
Aku masih berdiri.
Selamat kembali ke podcast Okay Let's Go. Hari ini Raja Razi ambil off. Beliau berstay di JB.
Dia ambil mungkin lah masa sebelum anak-anak dari sekolah minggu depan. Jadi dia spend time dengan family lah. Dan dia gunakan masa untuk hari ini juga.
Kenapa kau tak ambil off?
Aku nak try mungkin minggu depan ke apa, tengok macam mana lah.
Okay, wow, kira aku dengan Razi bertarung lah. Yeah. Dan our guest pada hari ini, dia punya manager email kepada Rachel, tak silap aku.
Dia ada manager?
Tak tahu. Wow. Ni aku nak tanya ni. Okay, okay, mungkin nanti dia yang action manager. Aku tak tahu kan. Aku tak tahu. Dia message kepada Rachel dan bertanyakan sama ada kita interested ataupun tak untuk interview influencer yang kau nampak dekat cover foto yang telah pun dibuat naikkan ini. Maka dia kata aku agak terkejut. Budak ni macam kenapa budak? Sebab aku dah level pakcik.
Betul.
Okay, aku pushing my 40s. Kau dah 40 tahun.
Betul.
Kita harus menggarap dan juga menerima keadaan kita satu hari nanti akan menjadi tidak relevan seperti Najib Ali. I'm a fan of this guy.
Of course.
Tapi I was on my way dekat this particular studio. Aku terfikir macam actually entertainer ni cross generation, dia misunderstood. Misrepresent, orang kata tu orang tak faham. Zaman Najib Ali famous Asia bagus dulu.
Okay.
He was technically controversial because cara dia hosting tu
dengan pakaian dia,
dengan pakaian dia, dengan dia punya kacau-kacau, siapa yang dia punya host Jepun tu. Yeah. It was something out of the norm. Yeah, masa tu host were supposed to be a certain cetak.
Okay.
You're supposed to have a certain etiquette, demeanor, cara berbual macam tu, but he broke all. He was a disruptor of his time. Tu yang buat dia macam orang tengok, menarik lah, I think I like this shit, man.
Right,
terus dia popular. Dan kemudiannya pelbagai different entertainers came out. Dan begitu juga dengan keadaan pranks. Zaman dahulu aku grew up with a healthy dose of Gotcha. Mualkaf,
betul,
was the host. Kau ingat dulu macam mana how pranks were done. And then lepas tu it evolved into something like macam you're just for laughs.
Betul.
And today's age, kalau dalam YouTube dan TikTok, dia bukan
line level.
Aku tengok macam kewak ni, who's that Munyanyo lah, Cupapi Munyanyo guy. I was like, kewak ni dah gila babis lah.
Dia just bisik kat orang random gitu.
And then the guy who went into the hood and then try like, hey, got something, got step macam habis dia kena, like I was thinking, oh ini kot. And it's amazing sebab dari sudut otak content creator, aku tengok macam, oh, are people right now dah kira dah suagi ni, kira the new norm lah, dia gila babi lah.
Betul, betul.
So pull your attention kepada our local guys yang ada di sini. Orang yang kita nak berbual ni adalah nama dia Imran.
Okay.
Dan pelbagai perkara yang telah pun beliau lalui. But before that, selamat datang Imran. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Imran, sorry ya. Sebelum Zah nak tanya soalan, aku nak tanya soalan yang pertama tadi. Kau cakap ada managing kau email. Itu managing kau ke memang kau sendiri email? Tu satu dulu.
Kau pakai nama Cina.
So, my team is just me and my cameraman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that was my cameraman lah. We decided to email out to podcast and get the story out lah. And then we just
so why podcast pakcik-pakcik yang kena begini? Macam sebab aku bila kau cakap kau reveal kau punya age, aku kira-kira 22, aku dengan kau 20 tahun bro.
What?
Okay, damn, 20 tahun. Yeah, you are talking a 20-year-older guy.
Yes.
You know, dan hopefully aku faham apa yang kau nak cuba berbual. Hopefully kita boleh klik lah.
I don't use much Gen Z slang ah.
Yeah.
Tak payahlah. Sebab kau demographic pendengar kita pun mungkin dia tak Gen Z sangat. Dia millennial sikit. Tapi mungkin ada yang Gen Z juga. Tapi mungkin tak boleh jual sangat lah.
Kedegilan kau aku nampak pada Din bila dia muda dulu. Betul. Dia ni gila babi. So, kalau orang yang tak kenal kau, how would you introduce yourself to our audience? Siapa Imran?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think I would phrase me as a professional public interactor.
Okay.
So I like to go around in the public.
And, ada orang cakap kau gitu ke? Kau memang self tu?
Self-proclaim. Then, you know, just buat memories lah sikit dengan saya, untuk saya dengan the strangers around us.
So aku akan kena ask you the most pakcik punya soalan. Kau nak apa sebenarnya dalam kau buat? Kau nak elicit a response? Yeah. Kau nak hiburkan orang ataupun kau just want to make the world crash and burn? Sebab kadang-kadang kau punya content pun bila kita tengok, gila babi.
Like which one?
Macam okay, let's take 2 years back. Masa tu kau buat YouTube, and then you were controlling LGBTQ punya community. And aku tengok and that was baru lepas kita punya cancellation. I think it was in 2020. I don't know whether that was the same. Aku rasa kau much later.
Kita but, late 2019 gitu kan.
Yeah, kita experience kita quite gila babi. We were attacked by many different groups. And then lepas aku tengok macam, aku remember that time I was in studio. Aku tunjuk kau dengan Razi dalam video. Kau tengok budak ni gila babi sial. Yeah. Aku tengok komen sial lah. Dini berani.
Itu time tu kita nak tone down tau. Datanglah satu budak Gen Z mana macam, kewa kau.
Kau nak go into the gender discourse. Kau nak go into that. Dan aku tahu where you coming from. Sebab in the US and the States, there was a rise in this sort of content. Not necessarily in a political way, but in a trolling kind of manner. And I see the humor behind it.
Yes.
I get where you're coming from, and it's not necessarily peddling homophobia. I see the entertainment value.
Yep.
But so where were you coming from at that point in time? Go experimenting ke apa?
At that point, honestly, right, I didn't thought it was a big deal. Because
sebab kau content, kau consume content Western.
Partly. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Then I listen to a lot of speakers. Speakers Corner, in fact, there will be one. Then when creating this video, I didn't think much of it. I just thought of the entertainment portion.
Faham.
Aku tak fikir macam maybe feelings ke sini ke sana ke. Yeah. So
Exactly.
And to my defense, I think that's the best time to do it lah when you're young and ignorant lah.
Kau tak cakap my defense lah. Macam sekarang pun boleh buat.
Actually now, if you ask me, aku takkan buat lagi. Sebab at that time, honestly, memang execution dia tak bagus sangat.
Kau tak akan buat lagi apa? Benda-benda macam ini ke macam mana?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not because of...
Kau dah menyesal?
Bukan menyesal. I think I didn't drop fully cancel terus. I stopped doing content. In fact, I think I jump even further up lah. And so it's not because aku kisah pasal haters ke semua. It's just I'm not interested in the topic itself.
I see.
That was like a one time thing. My friend at that time, my cameraman, was like, okay, how can we level up?
Ooh,
I see.
Yeah. Okay, then this group, okay, Pink Dot. Boom. One have done this before. Let's just go there and just troll. Honestly, it was half trolling, then suddenly it went a bit serious when I talk about certain topics like necrophilia and like bestiality.
Yeah.
That maybe that part I could have taken out lah.
Okay, baik.
Yeah. Kau ada fikir macam nak buat duit behind all this ataupun just okay, suka-suka dulu. Mm. Tengok macam mana kalau ada fly, later I can think about how to make money.
Money memang not in my head at that time. Mm. Yeah, yeah. When I started doing content, I always wanted to be a content creator lah.
Right.
So money wasn't in my mind. I just was attracted to the creative process of it.
Mm.
So I see a lot of
suci lagi kau ni.
My inspiration at that time was Roman Atwood.
Oh okay. Oh, yeah, dia dah relevant lagi ke tak?
Sekarang? Tak.
Tak kan? Tak, back then aku enjoy dia punya videos on
tapi
YouTube.
Tapi kau suka lah dia punya concept.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Then
Roman Atwood.
Yeah.
Aku Rowan Atkinson. Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, okay. Oh, tu Mr. Bean.
Memang kan aku suka.
Lama sangat.
Yeah. Actually, speakless, if you don't speak in video so good, I can reach every country.
True.
Yeah, not true. English. But wow, that's another discussion.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lame,
yeah. So, betul. Roman Atwood, content creator, that's what I wanted to be. I did like maybe 2 years of trying a lot of content here and there.
Mm.
No money in my mind. 2 years, nothing, no views. Then suddenly I did the interviews, the street interviews. That was like back in 2020 lah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2020.
Is it?
Mungkin lah.
2021.
Yeah, maybe. 2021.
Mm.
So, that was during NS.
Okay.
So I started doing it in the weekends, but Monday to Friday I in camp. So weekends I take the time to go Clarke Quay and do interviews.
How
and
was
Sunday,
it?
What? That time, because COVID, it was at that time, right? So the clubs was closed.
Okay.
So everyone will be just outside.
Kau tanya orang mabuk lah.
Tanya.
that's entertaining. Hey,
That's the best demographic lah.
Yeah.
So they had the best answers also.
So kalau kau sebagai content creator, kau punya, let's say, during kau punya earlier days lah, mungkin adakah kau ada orang yang introvert ke? Adakah kau ni orang yang, how's your background like lah? Macam sebelum kau nak jadi content creator, kau mesti ada something macam, aku nak
dia tunjukkan. Dia tak introvert bro, ni tak tahu malu.
ataupun macam kau nak tunjukkan kat kawan-kawan kau, macam dulu kau pernah kena bully dengan kawan kau ke, kau tak tahan, macam okay aku nak tunjukkan diorang. Ataupun kau nak tunjukkan something to your parents ke, your saudara mara ke, then how was it?
Yeah. I think there's some inspiration from different places. So when you talk about school, I think aku introvert lah sikit.
Okay.
Memang dulu memang budak quiet, then just belajar exam semua je lah. Didn't upskill my social skills.
Oh, okay.
So that was one of the motivation. I was thinking aku takkan macam gini kan forever, right? Cannot socialize.
Kau graduate of what?
I went to poly.
Okay.
Then I withdraw go to pursue content creation.
Kau withdraw from poly?
Yes.
Sorry, okay. Continue. Nanti aku tanya. Okay, continue. Aku cakap lagi.
Okay. So, I was an introvert up till the poly days.
Hmm.
Then it was during NS. Then I was trying to improve myself lah.
Kau look like a darker version of Alif Aziz. Have anyone told you that?
No.
Really, bro?
No. Is that
right?
Alif Aziz handsome tak?
I say mah, but aku say
I'll take it.
Wait, I mean, kau drop out from technically, kau stop poly.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, if you have parents.
Yeah.
Well, what were the reactions?
At that time, I had to convince them. I was like,
what was the speech?
I did a mind map. So, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
And your parents bought it.
Yes.
Mesti mak kau sayang kau betul lah.
Mak aku never fly in my house.
Really ah? Is it?
What
my kau map? Kau my map pasal content creator. Kalau kau my map nak jadi engineer, at least something lah. Aku tak tahu lah zaman kau sekarang ni. Ni okay, mak kau dengan ayah kau umur apa lebih kurang sekarang?
50.
Okay.
50.
Okay. Alright. Okay.
Going 60 lah.
Alright.
But I think one of the big reasons why they let me is because I was I think I didn't disappoint them lah throughout my years.
Whoa.
So they trusted me lah.
So kau punya grade memang sui lah.
Memang sui. Aku pergi Psych 4 and normal academic kan.
Okay.
Terus jump pergi poly.
I see.
Yeah. So maybe that is the maybe reason maybe they like okay this guy know what to do.
Tapi and kalau kau belajar dah bagus-bagus, kau nak jadi content creator, mesti mak kau, bapak kau risau.
Betul juga.
Okay, again, how you convince
aku rasa that? Like, my family, I think my father's side especially is very business orientated.
Okay.
Oh.
So,
I saw the value.
Maybe, yeah. And I was quite convincing lah, my mind map lah. Let's just say that.
How do you, okay, let's say kau, aku dengan Zah, mak pak kau, how do you convince?
Aku bikin mind map, okay. Content creation, habis aku branch. What kind of content, how to monetize maybe in the future.
Dah habis dah 2 tahun tak bikin duit, mesti mak kamu gamuk, macam mana mind map kau?
I was in NS.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like my gap years to figure things out before I
smart
for OAD. And I, alhamdulillah, I got 20,000 subscribers before OAD.
Yeah, I think that's quite good. Impressive sebagai a local content creator, and it's not easy to get numbers, especially kalau kau based here in Singapore, and especially kalau kau minority. You know, it's kind of a tough call I'm always of the impression kalau, I don't know whether kau punya generation would agree ataupun times have moved differently, tapi in our times they a Malay guy has got to work possibly like 200% as compared to someone from the similar industry, Chinese guy possibly with 100% untuk just to be the same. Aku kena cakap macam like, oh, what's that sound eh?
Bunyi apa?
What's that sound? Huh? Oh, printer eh? Oh. Ya, kita ada produk sendiri. Boleh beli nanti kita akan promo.
Masuk.
Tak payah edit benda ni. This is the raw shit. Back then, when, you know, we don't give a fuck about content cancellation. No, I mean like, it's true. Sebab I can safely say macam radio DJ lah.
Yalah.
Kan, kita kena work gila habis. Kita produce our shit. Ada their own producer and all that. And gaji orang still lebih besar. Betul. Because possibly they cater to a large audience. And aku tak tahu, untuk kau, you have that problem untuk to appeal to the masses.
Kau rasa sekarang ada macam this pushback for other minorities, other races?
Ada.
Aku rasa ada. Okay, contoh kalau stand-up comedians. Kalau kau Melayu, kau kena butuhkan bangsa sendiri baru kau boleh appeal to the masses. That's what I see. The fastest way untuk sell tickets to the orang Cina contohnya. Malay, aku dah penat lah dengan benda ni.
Comedians
lah. Aku macam, come on, ada material lah.
Kau ada hadapi benda-benda macam tu?
Tak ada. Maybe some comments here and there like, Malay like this lah. But I think, I was being a content creator rather than an influencer, so I didn't show much of my personality.
I see.
It's more of a content as a whole for informational, thought provoking, maybe taboo topics lah.
Yeah. So macam contoh like, aku nak give example lah, like yang video LGBT yang kau buat tu. Let's say if it was a Mat Salleh that fronted that particular video with the same narrative yang kau, atau the same content yang kau push, I think it would have been diterima berbeza dengan let's say minority seperti kau. Case in point, macam at the peak of our cancellation, bila Wild and Out was famous, when the African Americans were doing it, nobody bad and ugly, but when cisgendered Malay male did it, suddenly there's everything wrong. Ni lah pasal ni lah, Melayu macam ni lah, lancau lah. That's what I feel.
Wow, I mean back then maybe different lah. Maybe now maybe it's more accepted. But I wish I would have experienced that. Maybe I can see how it is.
Itu satu angle. Satu lagi angle macam, okay, selama kau dah buat content ni kan, any companies yang approach kau tak?
Ada, for like brands, brand deals eh. Ada lah, yes.
Okay, how was it? Macam brand deal macam mana? How's the deal?
So basically dia,
wait, aku nak tahu. Adakah company yang bukan Melayu ke company Melayu yang datang?
Macam mana diorang?
Company Melayu ke company Melayu datang?
Okay, kau compare diri kau dengan Shashuan. Kau rasa kau lagi entertaining dengan Shashuan ke tak?
Yes.
Kan?
Of course.
Exactly.
Okay, now Shashuan kenapa dapat banyak deal versus kau?
Itu dia. Itu yang
soalan aku. Sebab aku tengok kau kelakar tau. Yang kau cakap kau sama ramai-ramai, kau pergi kat budak India, kau cakap, whoever move, you are gay. Aku tengok booking lah budak ni macam sial bodoh.
Itu kita, itu cik punya nak tanya ni.
Kalau Shashuai buat video tu, aku rasa Samsung dah sponsor.
Wah.
Kau tak rasa ke?
Maybe aku kadang-kadang rasa kenapa this like what kau, this
sebab itu dia tengok ni company OLG siapa masuk Melayu semua.
Astagfirullahaladzim.
Ya lah ya.
Tu yang aku rasa macam ya.
Oh kalau aku Cina kau tak.
I don't know. Possibly nah. Kau sekarang kau dah ada 13 sponsor.
Ya. Terus kita nak tahu macam
I'm not peddling ya. I'm not peddling racism ke apa. Aku cakap macam this pengalaman aku sebagai adult of almost 40 years here in Singapore doing content creation juga.
So as kau as 22 years old, adakah kau terus soalan kita benda sama tak?
Now that you mention it, sometimes I see creators, why did he get the sponsor?
Itu cik nak cakap. Itu aku nak cakap.
Okay, now it makes sense. But I don't play the victim card lah. I try my best to. Okay. I just
tak nak matikan semangat kau. Tak nak matikan semangat kau.
Macam
kau boleh, kalau aku jadi mak kau, kau boleh koyak tu my map lah. But maybe kalau kau masukkan produk-produk macam kalau okay, kalau kau gerak kau tak dapat ni Samsung. I don't know. Maybe something different lah.
Aku boleh rasa push. Aku akan feel more affected by this when maybe 2 years down the road. I now maybe a bit too fresh.
Aku faham.
I'm very fulfilled with the content I create. Maybe the brand is that come.
Okay, so, we'll touch about this lebih lanjut lagi sebentar. Nanti kita berehat seketika waktu. Jangan ke mana-mana. Stand by. MSR, kami buat design just for you. Design istimewa yang satu. Kami semua bantu create ideas, make it all to be reality. MSR hanya yang terbaik untukmu. Semua pasti cemburu. Lihat design baru, create ideas, make it all to be reality. Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami di MSR Interior Design Private Limited, syarikat anak Melayu yang berpengalaman lebih daripada 10 tahun. Mereka bertauliah dan berlesen daripada Case Trust, HDB, RCMA dan BeSafe Level 3. We create ideas to reality.
Dan bagi mereka yang nak tahu lebih lanjut tentang bagaimana cara kerja mereka dan sebagainya, hasil kerja mereka, boleh lungsuri www.msrinteriordesign.com. Follow mereka Facebook, Instagram, TikTok pun ada, MSR Interior Design. Hubungi 97781234. 97781234.
Kita bersama dengan saudara Syahrizan di dalam studio kerana bos Syahiran berada di luar negara.
Oh iya ke?
Selamat datang. Ya, betul. Terima kasih. Selamat datang kepada Syahrizan. Apa khabar?
Alhamdulillah, all good.
Bagaimana berapa banyak kambing anda korban tahun ni? Sebab saya nampak gambar yang telah pun dimuatnaikan oleh Syahrizan.
We just finished the event dekat Batam. So we managed to do approximately around 100 kambing.
Yeah, 100 kambing ni maksudnya kurang tempah dulu, lepas tu dapatkan mereka yang nak buat ibadah korban ke macam mana?
So basically we get we send the links to our clients. Then we get them to, of course, if they want to do ibadah, the ibadah. Then they sign up, then we prepare the certs and the videos for them lah.
Yeah. So clients yang MSR semua.
Clients MSR, yes.
Oh, jadi korang email ke ataupun WhatsApp lah tanya, nak buat ibadah tak dengan MSR macam tu lah.
Or our family members lah. Our project managers basically.
Kalau MSR, demografi pelanggan-pelanggan anda bagaimana? Adakah kepelbagaian ataupun kebanyakannya adalah penghuni-penghuni kondominium?
Okay, so mostly our clients are from, of course, our bangsa mostly. Okay, we get a few from the Chinese, Indian. With regards to the housing wise, the places mostly are HDB. Condo here and there.
Okay.
We have yet to get a lot of landed properties. I mean, of course, we are getting there lah.
Kalau condo lazimnya, mereka sudah pun ada renovation yang telah pun dilakukan terdahulu. Adakah anda menyarankan untuk penghuni condo tu melakukan renovation sekali lagi? Sebab setahu saya, kalau nak buat renovation dekat condo ni, pelbagai MCST ada different rules. Dan ada kalanya kau punya lori kau pun kena park kat luar. Dan pendek kata macam sial lah.
Waktu susah.
Macam mana?
So basically there are
kesialan condo.
There are few things to factor in when you are doing renovation for condo. Of course, the prices are different. Very different. So
lagi mahal ke lagi murah?
It is definitely more expensive because the contractors will charge us because of the labor. pasal barang nak kena letak luar kan, pasti they have to move in, have to I mean, it's not directly under the block lah.
Oh, dia akan lebih costing eh?
Yes, lebih costing due to the labor.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, itu tak tahu sangat lah. Ni baru tahu ni.
Yeah. Macam, oh, kau tak
kira tak sangat lah. Tak sangat. Tapi, apa yang saya tahu adalah dia banyak charge sebab benda-benda leceh yang nak kena buat.
Yes.
Yang tadilah pasir, kau tak boleh buat kat bawah blok ataupun waktu-waktu tertentu saja yang kau boleh buat renovasi.
Yes, correct.
HDB boleh letak bawah blok lah.
HDB boleh letak bawah blok dekat tempat tong sampah.
Ada
placing
dia. And the most important part is that the contractors are very limited lah. They are working hours.
So maksudnya lebih shorter than HDB?
Way shorter.
HDB berapa dia punya ruang untuk bekerja? What's the range?
With regards to hacking works, the noisy works of course is going to be around 12 to let's say 5 or 7.
Pagi pun tak boleh? 7.
Pagi HDB boleh, I think around 10 lah.
10 pagi around sampailah ke? Yep.
7 or 6.
Okay. Yeah. So anything beyond that dah tak boleh buat hacking.
Yes, correct.
Hacking saja.
Hacking. Those noisy works lah.
Drilling lah.
Drilling, yes.
Kalau condo? Yeah.
Condo wise, it's very limited. 12 to 5. 5 hours.
5 hours? So what kind of work, how much pushback are you looking at bila satu project di dalam condo? Adakah we're looking at 6 months to complete?
It depends on the scope of work. Of course, if you are going for a full renovation for the condo, right?
Yeah.
It may extend up to 4 months, 5 months. So far, I think we have not done a renovation project for condo for like 6 months. I think that's too long.
I see. So you're talking about possibly like at max 20% more time taken dalam satu works in condo. Let's say seandainya specifications dan juga permintaan agak sama dengan HDB.
Yep.
Dan bagaimana pula tentang costing? Adakah sama like a likelihood 20% increase for the same, roughly the same sort of works?
With regards to tiling works, everything is most likely increase up to 20%.
I see.
Yep.
Okay. Jadi ini untuk mereka buat perancangan dari sudut calculation lah. Ada yang memang nak asset upgrade, nak tukar lifestyle dan sebagainya. Ingat renovation juga harus factor in dengan budget yang diperlukan. Bersama dengan teman-teman kami di MSR Interior Design Private Limited, syarikat anak Melayu yang berpengalaman lebih daripada 10 tahun. Mereka bertauliah dan berlesen daripada Case Trust, HDB, RCME dan BeSafe Level 3. We create idea to reality.
Betul. Dan bagi mereka nak tahu lebih lanjut tentang bagaimana hasil kerja mereka, boleh lungsuri www.msrinteriordesign.com. Follow mereka Facebook, Instagram, TikTok MSR Interior Design, ataupun call sajalah. Senang, 9778-1234 9778-1234.